All right, Otto, another track championship, and no better way to win it than winning it and winning the race at the same time.
Yeah, pretty cool. We had a good night. You know, it was the season was sort of a struggle. We had our ups and downs, but it sort of just goes along with any season, I guess.
You mentioned the comment about lab racing. What are you doing out there? I'm racing. Were you racing just to get out in the front and you wanted to pad your lead perhaps in the heat race to maybe afford to make a mistake perhaps in the future?
Oh, exactly. I mean, in the heat race, I just saw the 55. Bond was in front of me. Everybody knows he's got a fast car, and the 55 was leading, and he was slowing down a lot. And Bond just decided to stay on the bottom, so I rolled the top, and I saw it twice. The second time, I think I would have drove around Keith. And I don't know. I don't know what Bond did. He hasn't talked to me, but he hit me in the left rear. He's a good driver, so, I mean, he must have made a mistake, I guess. I don't know. But it almost cost us a lot.
A little frustrated, it looked like on the restart. Do you think you might have passed a lap? No, actually, I shouldn't say a lap car. The last place car before you get the line over there on the restart?
Absolutely not. He waved me by. And I knew better than to go by before the green came out, but he waved me by like three times under yellow.
All right. And then into the feature, did you have any kind of particular plan, or just perhaps keep going either behind you or right in front of you?
Yeah, no particular plan. John gave me all the scenarios, and I'm like, you know, when I'm running ninth and Joe's winning the race, I know that I belong like second or first, but if the car doesn't have it in it, you know, you can only do what you're capable of doing. So, I mean, basically I just saw Joe go, and, you know, my car felt good, and then I saw him pressuring Barnsley. I got Joe in traffic, and then after that, I just, without using up my car, I tried to pressure Barnsley, and it worked.
Yeah, did you see his car start to slowly go away?
Yeah, I did, yep. And then I could tell late in the race that most everybody was skating around, but our car just got better and better, and then, you know, I tried to just get a nice rhythm, not really go as hard as I could, but just a nice smooth rhythm.
Guys usually don't pay attention much to the track championship until maybe the week before and obviously the week of, and when they do, they say it's a huge testament to their team.
Well, I mean, most definitely, you know, how's this back in May, the first week? We were at a pretty good deficit before the season really started right there the first night. And because of the team I got behind me and the equipment that we have, you know, we were able to rally. It's just all the things that happened during the course of the season. And you can put your finger on any one thing and say, we shouldn't have won it because of this or we shouldn't have won it because of that. But we did, and I guess that's all that matters.
What do you appreciate the most about this win? Track championship win.
Yeah, well, the track championship is nice on the same night of winning a big race, but every race we've won this year has been an extra distance race. We haven't won any 50-lap races, so, you know, there's something to be said for what our cars are.
Take a little bit of the sting away from finishing runner-up in the Classic?
Yeah, a little bit.
Any idea? I know I asked you this 2 weeks ago. Any idea what your plans are for next year?
No, not really.